Hey, you? No, I, just got here. No, it's just I've never seen you outside your school uniform before. You look pretty nice. I mean, you look good outside the uniform, too, but... Thank you. I'm glad you think I look good, too.
Hey there. Welcome to Miss America. It's so nice to have you here. What can I get for you, handsome?
I'll take a strawberry milkshake with no whipped cream.
All right. And what about you, cute thing? Okay. I'll have that right out for you.
All right. So, which one of us was she flirting with? Come on, she totally was. What can I get for you, handsome? And what about you, cute thing? Watch. I bet you she writes her phone number on the receipt. So, last night was, what's the word? Yeah, it was something. How'd you sleep? Same. Maybe it was the moldy air and cleaning products getting to me, but that was legitimately the best sleep I have ever gotten. You agree? I see. So what you're saying is we should cuddle up in a closet more often.
Sounds like you two had some fun last night.
Oh, no. It's not what you think. We were just...
You don't have to explain anything to me, sweetheart. Enjoy your milkshakes.
Okay. That was awkward. But while we're on the subject, you don't have to worry about the janitor telling anyone about last night. Nope, he won't say a word. Yeah, you could say I'm cool with the janitor. Or you could say I caught him smoking a joint before class one day, and I kept my mouth shut about it. So, I kinda own him. Yep, true story. I'm glad we can laugh like this. You might be a teacher's pet, but you're pretty easy to talk to. I've got a question for you. Why did you agree to come out with me tonight? I mean, we've been at each other's throats for the past 2 years. Oh. Well, that's good to know. By the way, how did your parents react to you being out all night? Ah, I was staying at a friend's. A classic. Me? I work nights anyway, so my mom probably didn't even think anything of it. Where do I work? Jeez. All we've done is make out a little and cuddle for warmth in a closet. Now you want to know what my job is? Stalker alert. I'm not deflecting. I'm not. Alright, fine. Let's do it. Truth or dare?
I'm sorry to interrupt, sweethearts, but we close and... 3 minutes. I'm gonna have to ask you to get packed up.
All right. Looks like our game is gonna have to continue later. Nah, don't worry about it. I've got the bill. Yeah, I kinda do need the money, but you're worth it, teacher's pet. So, this was fun. I mean, I had fun. Did you have fun? Cool. I'm glad. Wow, nice timing. No, I was just saying that I'm glad too. Oh no. Sorry, I've got to take this. Yeah. What do you want, Tony? Hey, not now. I told you I'm on a date. You already know I will, so just leave me alone until then. Tony, just... Sorry about that. No, that was nobody. Just someone from my old neighborhood. Like a crazy ex? No, nothing like that. Not a crazy ex, they're just crazy. Hey, listen, will you go to prom with me? I mean, I know a few guys have asked you, but you're here with me, and I wasn't sure if it was because you liked me or because, well... Oh, you will. Cool. I guess that answers that. I'll see you later then. Good night. Hey. Oh, whoa. Okay. Here, I got you flowers. It's prom night, so it just seemed like the thing to do. I'm sorry, I don't usually get nervous, but you look absolutely stunning. Yeah, really. Are you ready to head out? Nice, I've got the car running. Let's go. Yes, I'm opening the door for you. Do you have a problem with that? Yeah, genius. I know you can get in the car yourself. I'm doing it because I want to. Now hop in. Yeah, the car's pretty old. Well, it's old, but still new. She's a 1966 Mustang GT. So, my grandpa actually won her in a street race back in the day. Yeah, she's a her. After my grandpa was injured, this car was just laying in his garage for like 40 years. I spent a couple summers fixing it up with him, and he left it to me after he died. Nah, I'm all right. We knew it was coming. We prepared ourselves for it. My grandpa was a cool guy, and he lived a good life. And this car is just kind of my way of remembering him. So she likes the car. Well, you wouldn't be the first. Did you just hit me while I was driving? You know I could have crashed, right? Jeez, I did not know you were that jealous. Okay, you're crazy, you know that? Like, actually insane. All right, I'll admit, teacher's pet, you are the first girl I've had in here. Hey, don't try to roast me now. I'm the basketball team's highest scoring point guard. It's not like I haven't had the opportunity. I definitely have. It's just, I've never found anyone up to my standards. here. Well, you gonna let me be a gentleman? Thank you. Nervous? What do you have to be nervous about? Hey, don't worry about that. It's just you and me, gorgeous. Yeah, no kidding. Why wouldn't they be staring at you? You look incredible. With someone like me on your arm? Honestly, we are a full power couple.
Desmond, Des, what's going on, brother?
Adam, what's good with you, bro? Babe, this is Adam. He's a member of the team. Oh, so you two have met?
Yeah, I actually asked her to go to prom with me a few weeks ago. She said no. Yeah, but you know, it's cool. I mean, I'm glad you found someone. Even if it was this guy.
It's okay, Adam. I understand the jealousy. I mean, just look at her.
It's good to see you here, Des.
Of course. I love you, brother. We'll talk later. Hey, have fun with your date.
Hi, what's good, y'all? I'm Desmond ASM Bars. Y'all can follow me on SoundCloud. I got copies of my mixtape at the Punch Bowl. Keep it wavy, baby.
Did this dude just seriously drop the mic?
Thank you, Desmond ASM Bars, for giving us your super hot fire. Well, students, we're going to be beginning the slow dances shortly, so if that's your thing, then grab your partner and scoot on over to the dance floor.
So, teacher's pet, we going to dance or what? Come on, I'll show you how. It'll be okay. Nice. I love this song. It's simple. Here. Give me your hand. Good. Now, wrap both your arms around my neck and shoulders. Now, I just pull you in closer. Like this. Next, I'll rest both my hands on your hips. Just like that. Does that feel okay? Good. And now we just move to the music. See, look at you. You're doing it. Trust me, teacher's pet, you look absolutely perfect. Hey. It's just you and me right now. Don't worry about anybody else. I want all of your attention. See? There we go. Hmm? What was that? Oh, right. We never did finish our game of truth or dare. Sure. I guess you can go first. Dare. Alright, fine. Truth. Did I mean to get stuck with you in the janitor's closet? What? Did you think that was all some elaborate plot to get you to come to prom with me? No, I did not think that far ahead. Us getting trapped in the closet together was definitely an accident. All right, now my turn. Truth or dare? Okay. Back in the closet. You kissed me back. Why? Wow. Okay. Good to know. Your turn again. Truth. Where do I work? You're really not gonna let that one go, are you? Sure. Fine. I work
at... Hey, Dez, bro, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we need you for something.
Adam, what's your problem? Can't you see I'm in the middle of something?
Kyle and Leslie were supposed to be our lead singers for the next slow dance, but they're outside barfing their guts out. I think they might have had some bad shrimp.
That is unfortunate, but it sounds like a you problem, buddy. What do you want us to do about it?
Come on, dude, you know what I want. Can you two just come up and fill in for us?
You want us to sing?
No, I want her to sing. You are going to be singing and playing the guitar, because that's Kyle's job.
Bro, you ask at the last possible minute.
Yeah, dude, I know it's lame. I'm sorry. Just, will you help us out?
I don't know. What do you think, Teacher's Pet? We going up there?
Please, you already turned me down for prom. Don't reject me again.
It's okay. I don't know about you, but I absolutely suck at singing.
It doesn't even matter, bro. We just need someone up there.
The way I see it, we could make this a boring prom night that goes perfectly. Or we could make fools of ourselves on stage. So what do you say?
Yes, thank you. Here, take my phone. It's got the lyrics you'll be singing.
All right, let's make it happen, Teacher's Pet. I know we're not who you expected to see up here tonight, but we'll do our best. This one's a bit of a heartthrobber, so grab your partner and try to enjoy. I had a lot of fun, Teacher's Pet. See? What did I tell you? Way more fun than a perfect boring prom night, huh? Yeah, I'm sure neither of us will ever forget tonight. There are still a few more dances left. Shall we?
Desmond. Desmond. Brother, brother.
I can't find my date.
Yeah. You sure you even had one to begin with? Come on, Zach, that's enough. Where'd you even get this?
Wait, come on, man. I'm just having fun. That's all it is, all right? I'm just having fun.
Zach, give me the bottle, man. You're drunk. What if a teacher catches you? You really want to get suspended right before you're supposed to graduate.
Dude, don't be so serious, man. It's prom.
Zach, I'm serious.
It's prom night. Oh my God. Wow, you look so beautiful. Like, amazing. I saw you up there, and I was like, wow, she looks beautiful and amazing. I asked you to be my date, and you said no.
Zach, you're too
now,
close.
Now, I just...
Hands off.
Hey, don't you touch me again!
Hey, that is the last time you're gonna put your hands on me without me doing something about it. Get a ride home, Zach. Now.
Why are you being so serious, bro? It's cool. Just relax. You're so serious.
Sorry about that, teacher's pet. He's not normally like that. Yeah, Zach's on the team. He's our shooting guard. Look, let's not let this ruin the night. You know, we can just... Of course. sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Tony, I know. I'll be there. In like an hour? Come on, Tony, don't do this now. I told you what tonight was. You know, I'm not... Please, Tony, I really like this girl. Just 1 hour. No. Leave them out of it. Just... Fine. I'm coming now. Look, I'm really sorry. I can't explain now, but I've gotta go. Yeah, I know it's sudden, but I just... Okay, look. You said you had friends here, right? Can one of them give you a ride home? I'm sorry, I just gotta go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've placed your bets because it's time to get started. In the left corner, standing at 6 feet 6 inches, 220 pounds, we have the beast, the terror of Lakewood, Ray. And in the right corner, standing at 6 feet 2 inches, 190 pounds, give it up for the underdog, the West Side come-up kid himself, Desmond. Comes out the gate with a furious assault. Desmond is trying to find his footing, but he can't. He's bobbing and weaving and bobbing, but he's not hitting back. Ray's punches are slowing down. He's used up everything he's had in the tank, and what's this? Desmond is on the offensive. Ray is down. Can he get back up? No, he's out cold. It's a knockout.
Oscar. Yes, come. I want to introduce you to some...
Just take your money and leave me and my family alone.
Please, gentlemen, you have to forgive my dog's manners. You know, it's always the big and strong types that have the worst attitudes. If you think he's something, you should have a look at his mother. Absolute bombshell, that woman.
Don't you say a word about my mother. I swear to God, to him.
I need to get out of that fight, so I'll extend the courtesy to you putting your hands on me. But remember who you're dealing with.
What are you doing here? Why aren't you back at the prom? Did you follow me? Look, I don't know what you saw in there, but I swear, it wasn't... No, I told you. Tony, he's nobody. If I didn't have to see him here, I wouldn't. Hey, don't walk away. Just... Look at me. I know I haven't been completely honest with you. Just listen. I really like you. More than I've ever liked anyone. I really like you. Whatever this is between us, I don't want to mess it up, and I don't want it to end. Just give me 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes to explain everything. Yes, I promise. The truth. The whole truth.